So, hey, man.
Hey.
We're back again.
We are?
New week.
Oh, boy.
No Star Wars or E3 this week, though.
It was a slow week, man.
It's a slow nerd week. Slow week in nerdness.
Yeah.
But there's a few things I guess we could touch on.
Mike?
I'm thinking...
Like I said, it was a really slow. There was literally nothing. What came out last week in the movies? Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Angry Birds is coming out. Angry Birds 2.
Oh, Lord.
Did you watch the first one?
Oh, you're talking about the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
You didn't watch it? It was actually good. They're bringing back the original voice people, too, so we're going to have the Dink as Mighty Eagle.
Oh, Lord.
Mighty Eagle!
we can talk about how the Men in Black International tanked.
Oh, did it? Yeah. I didn't go see it. Did you watch it?
Nope.
So it went the way of the X-Men Dark Phoenix?
It was pretty bad. They said it was the worst opening for Men in Black in history. So, but, well, the problem is that you have... Well, and like I said, I didn't see the movie, but, when you're trying to revamp the new thing, because... You're trying to get Tommy Lee Jones and Will Smith, who have ungodly amounts of a salary now, it was impossible. So they decided to get Thor and Valkyrie.
Valkyrie, that's true.
At the same time, I was like, well, okay.
Asgard sucked at the box office, is what you're saying.
Yeah, so it was...
Tommy Lee Jones does that deadpan so well, though, and it plays off Will Smith so good.
Yeah, so I heard it was a pretty bleak. But I think that's the problem with movie studios these days. It's just like you said, Angry Birds 2. There's no original thought anymore, because if you're putting out... hundreds of millions of dollars, you want to make sure you have a good
You know what those
comeback.
Guys like? They like Men in Black. Let's make another one.
Well, let's reboot it with different people.
How much is Tommy Lee? Oh, wait. Yeah. Let's get someone else. Well, Chris Hemsworth's got to be up there, too. He's getting pretty popular.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of Marvel, what's he done of note?
Exactly. Master and Commander, I think he was in.
He was in that?
Or he was in some kind of ship
that
movie.
That was Russell Crowe.
Oh yeah, that's right. But he was in another like a old timey ship one. But it doesn't matter. Yeah, it tanked pretty hard on over the weekend. I guess everybody kind of blew their summer cherry with Endgame.
Endgame fell a little short of Avatar.
Yeah, but did you also see that?
But
it's re-releasing with extra footage to get Avatar money.
Wait. No, we're not done.
Yeah, we're not done.
We got some more end scenes and some other
content. We have a complete different ending.
And go.
Where Thanos actually snaps again.
Here's the thing. If it's a different ending, should it even count toward the original one?
They're not going to do a different ending. It's just extra scenes.
Yeah, I'll say. I think it would just be extra scenes. But I think that's kind of a crappy way.
What I think is going to happen is that they're going to re-release Endgame every week, and it's every week is a different Doctor Strange. Oh, not I'm not just yeah.
He's going to keep it in the
Like he says, I've seen 1,500,000, and so they're just going to re-release it every day with a different outcome.
They should just show the meme with Doctor Strange doing that. He's the one going to the box office each time.
Yeah, exactly.
14 million times.
Yeah. And so yeah, that until they make that.
No,
money
don't
back.
Get me wrong. I loved Endgame.
Oh, yeah, no, it was great. Movie. Yeah, it was a little a bow on the end of
it
the
was,
Marvel.
But Avatar was a genre breaking movie.
You know why it did so well? Because it was. Let's get this straight.
And they released it in 3D.
But yeah, that was the big thing, that 3D, and especially like that the nights when it glowed, and it was pretty amazing.
That was one of the
back
first 3Ds that actually
2005? looked 2005. 2007. When did Avatar come out?
Yeah, way early. But that was one of the first 3D movies I remember seeing that actually looked
pretty cool.
3D. 3D. Yeah. The other ones you watch and you're like, oh, yeah, this is just utter crap.
Yeah, but you also know that Avatar.
Are they still making Avatar World?
Yes. Well, it's already done.
Oh, I didn't know they stopped.
2009 is when they first came out, so it's been 10 years already.
And it holds up well. I just watched it again the other day, so it holds up well.
But the thing is, it's like, look, it was more CGI than anything. It was more. Look, the story wasn't original.
No, it was.
It was like it was the Pocahontas story.
I can name 1,000 movies.
Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't.
But it was blue cat people.
It was blue cat people, and you know, and the thing is, like, that was more of a. Let's bring my girlfriend to this because they're cats and stuff like that. This is like, this was really heavy on, you know, you would have to really, well, the funny thing is you would have to see a lot of the movies to kind of get it, because if you just watch the first one, you can and be enjoyable. But
you're talking about Avengers now.
Avengers, yeah. But Avatar is coming out with 3 new movies up until 2024 or something like that.
Yeah, and they filmed them all concurrently.
Yeah.
So we'll see if it held its pull when these other ones come out.
Yeah, could you imagine they just bomb the second one and they're going to have to re-release the third
James
and fourth
Cameron
one?
James Cameron commit suicide.
I'm pretty sure he's setting his. He doesn't sure really care what's happening.
Well, I don't know about him not caring, but I'm sure his bank account won't hurt.
Yeah, he already got paid for it, so it's like, yeah, not like he's getting anything. He's probably getting something on the back end. But still.
I think you hit the nail on the head with the Avengers. If you just watched Endgame, it was not bad.
Yeah.
But if you'd watched all the ones leading up to it, there were so many references and callbacks and allusions to the other movies that it was just, it made it that much better for the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, DC, if you guys could do that and stop canceling your streaming shows, because Swamp Thing got killer reviews and they canceled after the first one.
Well, so I was reading, I think they got canceled because... Oh God!
Reasons.
Yeah, well, it was a reason because Universal has all the old monsters, right?
Right.
But DC, there was something. It was something else, and I forget what it was. But there was supposed to be some kind of reason why it got canceled so quickly. But it had to do something with the studios and going on a different platform and stuff like that. But I mean, come on, you're trying to how much is DC? Universe streaming, like $15 a month?
It's something like that.
Which is a lot.
As soon as Disney comes, I'm probably dropping.
Oh, yeah. Disney is gonna be. God. Disney is going to revolutionize the streaming service. It's going to turn. Because.
Entertainment itself will be.
Disney owns so many.
Star Wars? Marvel, I think they own Pixar now, right?
Yeah.
Do they own DreamWorks, or is that separate still?
I think
own so much. Disney titles.
All the Disney titles. I mean, you're talking about now they bought
20th Century Fox. I caught that after I did the editing. It's 20th Century.
20th Century Fox.
Century 21's real estate.
Yeah.
So yeah, 20th Century Fox.
Yeah.
We apologize. We dorked that up last time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be the last time that we dork something up. Get used to it.
But yeah, they have so much, and you know.
And they're making original content too.
Yeah, I mean,
they're making a couple Marvel shows. I think Vision, Loki, Scarlet Witch are all getting.
Yeah, Loki is supposed to be.
It's actually supposed to be Hiddleston, right?
It's supposed to be Hiddleston. Yeah. So yeah, that's. That's gonna be a crazy one. I'm trying
the
to figure.
The Mandalorian.
Yeah, the Mandalorian. That one's gonna be huge.
If you had to pick one of the most iconic characters in Star Wars,
yeah, Darth Vader.
I didn't say the most. But yeah, all your Sith, your bad guys, and your bounty hunters are usually the more popular characters.
Well, which is funny because you know I rewatched the skiff scene because I'm currently.
You're referencing it to build one.
Exactly, I'm referencing it to build one because I'm gonna try to get it done, but before the Twinkle Light Parade or the
for July 4th.
No.
I was going to say, wow.
No, no, the Christmas.
That's ambitious.
Remember that Christmas parade we did that one year?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna try to do that before Christmas.
Have her bike dressed up on her.
Yeah. So, but I was watching that scene again, and I was like, man, Boba Fett kind of really biffed it, man. Look, he's an iconic character. He looks cool. But at the end, he really didn't do much.
And then blind Han Solo knocked him into Starlight.
Right. Yeah.
But the
well, actually, technically, his jetpack made him go all across.
But the Mandalorian clan itself, they're all bounty hunters, and there's more than just he's not the he is the most iconic of the Mandalorians, but there are other.
But the funny thing is, so Boba Fett is actually not technically a Mandalorian.
Why not?
So Mandalorian is a planet full of if you just Google, is Boba Fett a Mandalorian, there's a lot of talk here and there that some people say he is, most people say he's not, because he is technically a clone, and a Mandalorian is a planet of bounty hunters that people go to get refuge, but he didn't follow bounty hunter rules, so... It's going to be really weird, because what the Mandalorian is going to do, the TV show, or the streaming show, is going to be talking about the Mandalorian code of ethics and stuff like that. It's really, yes. But the thing is, he's actually never referenced as a Mandalorian.
He's, really?
Yeah.
He wears the Mandalore patch, right?
He wears a mythosaur skull.
That's true, yeah.
So, and then his little lease or his thing, that's his crest.
The wheat thingies.
Yeah, that's his crest. That has nothing to do with Mandalore.
So then Jango isn't either.
Correct. Yeah. So the Fets aren't actually technically Mandalorian. But we're getting off subject, but he is iconic. He is, yes, technically he is a Mandalorian merc. He is a mercenary. So technically, yes.
But anything Kaminoan, since he was actually cloned on Kamino?
Yeah. I guess he's like the tall, skinny neck people. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a lot of hidden there. Disney Go is, and especially for $7 a month.
Is that the official name of it now?
Disney Plus or Disney Go. I don't know. I'm watching HBO Go and HBO Now and Discovery Go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Yeah, I'm definitely grabbing the Disney.
For $7 a month. And then, that's going to be crazy. Let me see here. Disney streaming app. I think it's called...
I thought it was Disney Plus, but...
It probably is.
Either way, just type in Disney streaming.
Yeah, Disney Plus. That's what it's called.
Disney streaming and you'll find it.
So,
I didn't know Boba was not a Mandalorian.
Well,
technically not.
Technically not.
But he kind of glommed onto him.
Exactly, because he has the modern Mandalorian armor, and you know Mandalorian armor is one of the Mandalorian steel is actually one of the only things that can diffuse a lightsaber.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's actually stronger than... You can't cut...
stronger than Valyrian steel?
Yes. It is strong. The Mandalorian steel cannot be cut by lightsabers. So, yeah.
I did not know that. I am learning a wealth of knowledge of Star Wars.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you've been around the Star Wars costuming community, and especially the Mandalorian mercs, they talk about that all the time.
So for the costume reference, is he still?
Oh yeah, no, he's still under the Mandalorian mercs. He is still part.
So being a Mandalorian, if you're not a Mandalorian, it doesn't mean you can't be part of the Mandalorian mercs. Because that's
correct.
Like a little.
Yeah, I mean, you have Wookiees that are Mandalorian.
That's true. Well, I know I can't remember his name now, but there is the one in canon.
Yeah, well, and it's like Clathu or something like that.
He's got
the eye patch. Yeah.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, so there's also a Greedo alien that's a Mandalorian. There's a bunch of Mandalorians. So I mean, you could be any race and be a Mandalorian. The Fets just might not be actually a Mandalorian because especially like Boba Fett, they said that he might have got his armor from
killing someone.
Killing somebody else. So
he's not a Mandalorian, but he is a Mandalorian merc.
Exactly. Okay, under the Mandalorian Mercs Costuming Club, they are CRLs, which is the Costume Reference Library for Boba Fett and ESP and stuff like that. But yeah, it's other than that, I can't wait until the Mandalorian movie that comes out. Because Jon Favreau, if you don't know who Jon Favreau
he's
the one who directed a lot of the MCU.
He's got the golden touch. Well, he did before that. It was Jumanji.
Oh, well, Jared yeah.
Extra, Iron Man.
And if you can maybe Google Jon Favreau, PCU, sitting on a curb, picking his booger.
For those who want to see him eating boogers.
It is the most funniest thing to see Jon Favreau. And, like, just watch the movie PCU. It's a very 90s movie. It has Jeremy Piven in it. But it's hilarious to see him.
If you don't know Jon Favreau, you'll know him as Happy from Iron Man.
Oh, I was about to say, it's like, from Happy? From Happy? Yeah.
He was Happy.
Yeah, he is Happy. And
Tony Stark's...
And he's putting himself a lot in, as his bodyguard, which is hilarious. It's like, it's like being like Thor's bodyguard. It's like, really?
Or Jason Momoa's.
Yeah,
it's like that meme.
Yeah, it's like when Jason Momoa...
the final boss.
Yeah. It's like the underboss. It's like, really? You're just like a speed bump. He's a great director. And like I told you that the part of the 501st actually is in The Mandalorian because they needed a bunch of stormtroopers. So they called the 501st in... And full thing, I'm part of the 501st. I've been for years now. We are a nonprofit costuming group. We do Star Wars costuming. And Jon Favreau apparently needed... and you have to understand, yes, this is Disney, but they also had a budget. And to redo completely stormtrooper outfits that needed like 30 of them would have been staggering amounts of money.
Yeah, these
like hundreds of thousands of dollars. But they said, hey, we're in California. I know the 501st, and there must have been 30 or 40 friends of the 501st or in the 501st that have now screen-approved costumes, which blows people's minds.
On screen
now, and it's like, wow, that's crazy.
That'd make it worth the time to make your suit and get it approved.
Yeah, and like I said, a lot of, that's kind of a gray area for Disney because you're not really supposed to be buying suits, but technically you're not buying suits. You're buying a kit that you make your own suit. There's nothing wrong with it, but if you start selling, it says, hey, this is a Stormtrooper thing, you can't really do that. Rubies and Anobos has the the licensing, which Anobos is having some
delivery problems.
Yeah. But yeah, Mandalorian is going to be pretty awesome because I saw... There was the trailer at Star Wars Celebration, and which was not supposed to be really shown, but of course, you have people with cell phones. People will take a video of it, put it on there immediately. I think we saw it 2 minutes after it came out.
Live streaming it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but I mean, that's what we have. Yeah, so that's going to be pretty awesome. Disney Go. Is it Disney Go? Disney
Plus. Announced?
Disney Plus. Disney Plus is going to be... a gigantic, it's like, that's no moon. It has its own gravitational pull of streaming service because for $7 a month, that's a little taste. I mean, I remember when Hulu first came out, it was free.
Yeah.
It was free. You watched on your movie, you watched commercials with it, but it's free. I pay to watch commercials on my Hulu. Yes, I pay $1 a month. But that was like the introductory Christmas time or whatever. It's like Black Friday, but it's usually $5 or $6 a month to watch on demand stuff with commercials. This is Disney Now, which I'm pretty sure. I don't know if it'll have commercials. I would be bummed out if it did, but.
And if it did, I'm sure it'd be Disney specific.
But you also remember that Netflix used to be $7 a month. Yeah. When it first came out,
they and just I sent DVDs.
I was an early adopter. I was sitting there like, oh, I'm gonna just do Netflix, and but for $7 a month, yeah, that's a no brainer with the original content.
And with them, like you said, with the Marvel stuff too, and they're pulling Hiddleston into the streaming thing.
Yeah,
they've been talking to Keanu Reeves about being in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, they're trying to, because, I mean, Keanu Reeves is...
the likelihood of him being on the streaming service, too?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Like, as a bad guy in The Mandalorian? Oh, or a good guy in The Mandalorian?
I think he specifically wants to do a Marvel thing. So, what character would he be in Marvel? People have been floating the idea of They already got Doctor Strange. So they're like, oh, Reed Richards. I don't see him as in the Fantastic Four. So what character?
Yeah, I don't want to see him as Reed Richards. I would love to see.
Would he be good at?
Oh man,
good or bad?
Could he be? I really don't know. Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a tough one.
Comment down below what character you think Keanu Reeves should be in the MCU.
And well, another thing with Keanu, they were talking about the new Bill and Ted.
They
are filming it. It's going. They show the picture of the villain for the new Bill and Ted.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know who he is. Some bald dude. And they're going.
It's Kingpin. Right?
They're going to be going through time again. They still haven't hit it big with their band. They have daughters.
Hmm.
So I'm hoping it's not, their daughters are now taking over for them. But
you know that's going to be. Just like the new Ghostbusters. It's going to be the kids. I guarantee it. I'm calling it here first. If you watch our old Ghostbusters 2 review, which he'll put up right now. Made you do editing. The Ghostbusters 2 trailer, no, 3 trailer review. I'm calling it now that they are going to, because it's going to be the original 3. They're going to pass it on to their kids so they can keep on going with it. I guarantee it. I'm calling it now. And I guarantee that's what's going to happen with what were we talking about?
You know, the Ghostbusters 3, as a standalone movie, if I had never seen the other Ghostbusters, like if it didn't exist, it wouldn't have been bad. But the whole...
Oh, you're talking about the Feige movie?
Yeah.
Not the Feige, the...
But when you hold it up to the other two,
it doesn't hold up.
It does not hold its own against those first two.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a continuation with...
And they're making another Ghostbusters also.
Yeah, exactly. You're working on a Ghostbusters costume right now, huh?
I am.
I just actually 3D printed you a couple of pieces.
The hose connector and the belt clip for the hose connector.
Yeah.
Once I get that done, I guess I can wear it on an episode.
Or why don't you wear it when the movie comes out and we can review it?
To the movie.
Yes, we're doing it.
Yes, queen.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's a good idea if I get it done that time, which I think I will. It's not going to take that much longer to get it done.
Yeah, but you also want to get the freaking station wagon, too, so that's going to be a little longer.
That might take a while.
That might take a little longer than...
I don't do engine or mechanical work, so I can buy it and have somebody else do it.
Yeah, just throw money at
that. That's farther down the line. After I get done with the Ghostbusters, I've already been thinking I think I want to do a Boba Fett.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Haven't done a good Star Wars. I haven't. Well, I bought a Stormtrooper suit.
Yeah, it was old shit. I got ripped off. Yeah. Whoever told you that was a 501st approved, it was wrong. It's still sitting in my garage.
This, you suck.
$900. Ooh.
Yeah, no, it was a little less than that, but still, it was a couple hundred.
Was it? Okay.
Now I did. We just you painted the helmet black, and it's just sitting in the store.
I might.
The rest of it just fell apart.
I think I'm going to take it and tear it apart.
No,
I can't cast that thing anyway because the thing is not accurate at all. It's called a zombie trooper. So if you,
I've seen those.
Yeah.
But I thought they were white helmets.
Oh, they are. I might just keep yours and I just grab another one like a Black Series and just tear it all apart. But I have to lose a little bit more weight than that. I'm still a little too big to be a stormtrooper. I make a good Vader though. I was about to say barter.
The barter.
Barter.
So when you make the skiff, what outfit are you going to wear on the skiff? The Vader?
Of course, yeah. Yeah, I mean, because it'll be I want to use it as a float. So I think it'd be pretty cool.
We should make it a Jabba. Moving eyes on it.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, there's a million things I don't want to make. Right now, my current obsession is that skiff because I was telling you I was at that parade and I was like, I'd be so much cooler to be riding on a skiff than
is having to walk,
having to walk 4 miles in my full leather Vader. Oh, God. Yeah, I even lost a piece from a little chest box. I had to reorder it from Germany.
Is it a major piece?
It's enough to, there's a long metallic rod that gets held there. So the little top piece fell off. I don't know where it fell off.
Miles.
If you see a little black nubby piece on Central Avenue in Albuquerque, that's mine. Please send it to Zia Comics in Las Cruces.
Patrick Potter.
Yeah. No, but I had to reorder. It was like $40.
Ooh, for that one little piece?
Custom made, buddy.
Yeah, I'm finding the same thing with the Ghostbusters, like the key fobs.
Yeah, yeah.
To get those specifically, they're not cheap.
Yeah, nothing. The funny thing is, we were looking into the Ruby's costumes. Like, there are approved Ruby's stuff for that they're really my Imperial Guard. Mm-hmm. I have a Red Guard that was my first 501st because it was really big and it was very flowy. Well, Don Post that Ruby sells, or the Ruby's helmet, that's actually an approved helmet because that's actually a legit helmet. You're also looking at those Ruby's
Proton Pack.
The Proton Pack. It's like 3/4 scale, but it still looks legit.
Yeah, and they make kits to add the stuff on that you need.
So, I mean, you know, there are some costuming stuff out there that will straight up work. Then there's some of that are like that. The Chewbacca one.
The 5 foot tall Chewbacca.
Oh my god, it's so hilarious. But other than that, you know, it's fun. I mean, God, we're all over the place because there was really nothing geeky about this week. But yeah, check out Mandalorian. Check out everything else. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
There wasn't much. I think it's just us listening to us.
Keanu gets picked to be.
Well, yeah. Comment down below who you think that Keanu should play in the MCU. That'd be kind of interesting to see what people should play him as.
Should just be John Wick in the MCU.
Oh, my God. John Wick is a comic book character now.
Well, yeah, they made a comic book for him.
So John Wick is a comic book character now. So technically, and who put that out? Icon?
IDW, probably.
All right. But yeah, I think that's it from us. I guess we'll see you next week. We'll just sit down and kind of talk, and if you want to listen to our BS.
Hopefully there'll be more nerdy news.
Yeah, there was really nothing besides just Men in Black tanking. Yeah,
it was very sparse this week.
But yeah, check out the things below and comment down below. And while you're down there, hit that subscribe button. Give us one of those thumbs up. And while you're on there and you're hitting that subscribe button, hit that bell icon. Every time it's so loud, so you can hear from us every time we upload anything new. And I think that's it from us. Thank you for stopping by. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I am Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We will see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.